Fireworks 2019 in association with COSCAP, Armstrong Agencies, and West Indian Waterproofing. We have two judges apparently were not enough to break the tie, so we have a tie-breaking judge in the in the chair. Fireworks, good afternoon. I'm having fun too much. Hello.
Hello, hi. Good afternoon to you, Dennis.
Good afternoon, sir.
Honorable member.
Good afternoon to Sluggy.
Yes, manners.
And good afternoon to Cashy.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing as good as three guys could do without a bar.
Without a bar?
Without a bar. There is no bar in here.
Well, we have a bar.
When three fellas get together, there's usually a bar of some sort.
Well, I know. I believe I could speak for Dennis.
Uh-huh. Why you want to speak for me all the time?
Keep the bar, but give me a well-clad costume. Fitter.
No, I just want a good pourer. Someone to pour the
Why you want me a pole in people's studio, Dennis?
A poor. Poor, not pole. Poor.
Poor.
Yeah, I know. You just hear what you hear.
Yes, buddy.
My friend.
Yes.
Do not try save Dennis. You will fail.
To save?
Do not try to save your defending. You will fail. The man want bring a pole in the people's studio.
That's where my man is it.
That's all right.
Good. No.
Well, we bring Peter, and Peter does do polls, so you might as well bring the poll.
I don't have poll, though.
I know. I know, man.
Welcome to Cashy. I think Cashy is a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
A breath of fresh air, and I like listening to Cashy on mornings. Sometimes I do engage him on mornings, but he got a good thing going on mornings.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think he's sliding there very, very, very good. That morning session, he's sliding good. Mm. However, though, I want to touch on the whole thing about yesterday. But before I do that, if you guys would allow me to touch on Friday night, that I normally tell people when you crown the monarch, might crop over basically then. Right, because that is my interest. But I'm interested in the Khaled Soul side of it. Mm. And I must say, congrats to Classic, you know, and all the thing. My one disappointment in Friday night, though, one disappointment. And I must say that Khaled Soul won Friday night. Khaled Soul was the winner. Okay, don't ever discount that. And before, what disappointed me tremendously. Here is 18 contestants putting on a show, right? I do not understand for the life of goodness why it is when you have to make the placement for the winners, because in my opinion, all of them have won. But when you're making the announcement, why you got to start at number 4? I can't get that. Last time, when it did only 10, you start at 5. But Friday night, you start at 4. I don't like that. I am saying that I paid my money, and I go to a competition. Mm-hmm. I want to see the last leg out. I want to see where my favorite end up.
Right, so let me ask you a question.
You want to hear from what position?
I would do with a 10.
But right, let me just ask you this.
Okay, NCF.
If the contestants say, we really want people to hear that I was first last, yeah, I come last, because I will be the butt of jokes. If the contestants agree to having places number 5-1 or 4-1, why should you object?
But I can say this to you. Mm-hmm. I think before the contestants step on stage to do anything put on by the National Cultural Foundation, they got to sign that little contract.
Yes.
Yes, they do. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
Does it have that?
Pardon me?
Do you know if it has that?
It don't.
The one that I see a few years ago, mm-hmm. it really didn't have that.
But if the prize money from number 5 down is the same, would it make a difference to you to hear it?
I am saying, if you don't want to do the whole thing, at least give me 10.
Right. But then this in the NCF, Wesley said he would like the positions call from 10, so make it happen. Good.
Pluggy, you do that as a sarcastic remark, or you?
So don't help Dennis.
No,
who the hell?
I just want to know.
You're being unfair. Wes, you being unfair to me? You tell me to not defend Dennis. So I am defending you. So don't defend you either.
No. What I'm asking you. Pluggy.
So we're friends. I'm defending you.
I agree. We're friends, but you know sometimes a comment could come over, and don't. I don't think you should tell me how you should take it. I think that when you do that, Sluggy, when you do that, I still love you and all that. I still respect you.
So you think I'm being sarcastic? So you feel I'm being sarcastic?
Sluggy, the way how you do it, yes. I think it's never sarcastic.
So how to do it? Tell me how to do it and then you can do it.
I am saying to you, you either disagree with me here on point, like how Dennis do it, or you agree with me.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't want you.
I agree with you.
Submission to the NCF on my behalf.
Wait. You got me confused. I agree with you. I do what you want. You still crawl with me? Dennis, you got to start that. Like, I agree. I say, yes, sir. Yes, please. I agree. And you still crawl with me?
Let me answer that in a song. Never put your mouth in husband and wife business. They always fighting. They cannot agree.
Who's your wife? Wait, hold on. Who's your wife?
I'm not getting that. Yes, sir.
I'm always the man.
I know that I'm a man.
I'm always the man, too.
There are no men that are husbands and wives. I ain't no wrong with y'all. Look at Ruction.
Ruction.
But you hear people you're talking about, I love you too a lot. I had to go to a Q service.
Don't mind, Wesley. You see the problem that we have with narcissistic men where you can't say love you, Wesley.
No, but you were always
it's
a part of my heart.
You understand? That's their problem, not ours. We can say we love each other and be okay.
Dennis,
go on.
I want to say this. No, let me let the cats out of his bag.
Yes, let them out. Let them out.
Dennis is the one moderator, right? Who fight with him often.
Who, you?
But that don't stop me.
From long.
That don't stop me.
That's Dennis, about, Dennis who get put off the radio?
From about 2002 to now.
Dennis,
wait. 2000. In 2000.
You're
here, man.
I'm
SA. Yeah, you get me off.
I just passed a Joe Holler. Dennis, you gave fire for it. Wesley Holler. Yeah, he gave for you off.
But not only that, but hold on. When I left here and went to CBC too, he blessed me. They sell out. They buy me. Silence. Blast me.
Wait, this is not. We have my friend Wesley do the orders.
Yeah. You know why? You know why?
Well, you notice I salute Kashi.
He killed the goose.
You see, I salute Kashi and tell him the executive consultant program director just approved his position.
Then he come back to radio to VOBA, embrace me.
Oh, so I mean, Dennis really got a little thing deep there, say to each other.
I mean a little war.
Everybody know vocalizing.
Let me hear about Friday night. Go far.
Friday night, honestly, right? Another little disappointment.
Yeah.
I did not like Friday night where the stage was placed.
Okay.
I had a problem with that. But saying that, it was a fast improvement from last year. I could not hear a thing sitting from where I was sitting, and I sit the same place this year.
Yeah.
And the song this year was perfect. I hear every Californian, and I hear well. So that's the thing. But I would like them to bring the stage further down. You know, further down that I could look.
The problem with the stage, sir, is this. Mm-hmm. There is a cricket pitch at Kensington, and several of them are located in the middle of the arena, and they have to be protected. Mm-hmm. So the placement of the songed tent and the other tents that host the VIP and whatever else they have around them there have to be in a certain position where the song man good optics and enough space to put the seats. If you notice this year, the seats did not extend past the pitch area. Mm-hmm. In the past, it has. So the placement of the stage becomes crucial to protecting those pitches. And they had they actually had the pitches blocked off nicely this time. Nobody ventured on the
pitch.
Right, correct.
But Raul come back in this afternoon, just now, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. I asked Raul already, and he has hard head. He don't learn quick. So I ain't going back to Raul. I tried to explain that to you today.
Hard head?
Obviously, he ain't learning, he ain't taking it.
We can set up a show. We can set up a show especially for the...
No, we ain't going to check it.
I ain't talking for you. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about setting up a show for the regulars of the call-in program called Head to Head, and just let the regular callers bash it out.
Yeah, let me hear you.
Go ahead. Let me hear you. Good call.
Dennis was right also when he tried to explain the Trinidad part of the Masqueraders and the section in Barbados with the Masqueraders.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis is perfectly right when Dennis said that, hey, why should they get in a section that somebody making money off of? Dennis very well know. In Trinidad, people already got them pay down money already for the next year carnival.
For sure.
The pay down and by
pay down, so then pay the whole thing.
Dennis talk about a little incentive. Well, there is a discount too.
A big one.
Booking before, as a matter of fact, booking the year forward. There is a discount. And did they abandon anything in Trinidad? The trustees, the people that buy into your concept, the long-standing revelers with your band, they also get a discount, a special discount.
Nice.
You with me?
Yes.
But nothing so happened in Barbados?
No.
They win the trophies. They win the big prizes. They win the big everything.
You don't get the patrons' name.
They're asking the revelers, getting section, getting this, getting that, and there is no incentive for the year forward. So that is what Barbados got to look for. That is what the mass designers, the band leaders have to consider. People just move, take the request when they see an incentive.
It's true.
Incentive make people move.
You must have incentives.
And if they lie, are true.
No, you're correct. And you see, hold on. Here's the other thing, right? Sluggy made the point. He was talking about culture. And in Trinidad and Tobago, mass is the culture of the people.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's in their blood. It's in their psyche. It's in the water they drink, the air that they breathe. So for them, carnival is an expression of who they are and what they are.
Yes.
So what they do...
How old is the festival in Trinidad?
Over 100 years.
I want to ask that.
It's close to. I think it started somewhere.
How old is the Barbados one? 40-some-odd years, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
But here's the thing. Again, you have to remember, go back into what I call cultural expressions. This is a country that invented the steel pan back in the 1940s during the war, because the tambu bamboos that they used to jump up with in the road break up during the period they were put down, because during the war they couldn't masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a tradition that is, you know, as I said, close to a century old. But here's the point I'm making. They see themselves as being part of the band and part of a group, a tribe. So they express themselves as one. You got Bajans who leave here every year and go to Trinidad to play in tribe and island people, and see themselves as being part of tribe
and is lovely.
Part of island people.
I love it.
And they do what everybody else is doing.
Yes, culture.
They come back to Barbados and they don't do it.
No,
because their Belgian friends watching them, and they ain't want to do that, and people are gonna look at them a little lower than they were before. Look, in Trinidad, carnival time is the only time you can see the managing director, the gardener, the driver, the wife friend, all them in the same band, in the same fed, and nobody ain't fighting.
Everybody happy. And I neighbors are complaining for loud music.
And the prime minister taking a little wine or a little Indian girl and getting in the newspaper next morning.
Prime minister don't really.
Who you joking?
No, they are. We prime minister's party.
You remember?
Are you telling me that we prime minister don't party?
But the neighbors complain for loud music that we want.
No.
Where?
Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Every corner got a party.
You remember?
I went carnival 12 times.
Just before Keith Rowley won the election in Trinidad, the present prime minister then, Kamala, let go of Jabati and said, before you get the party in position, he down Frederick Street
one game. Yeah.
You remember that, Dennis?
And that wasn't no job.
That was the truth. That was the truth.
Yes.
But he said to her, my wife has no problem with me whining.
My wife knows that's why.
But you see.
Excuse me from the house when carnival starts.
But boss, you see, here's the difference. And I tried to explain this already to certain females who didn't get my point. In Trinidad and Tobago, well, certainly when I was there, I know about, no, I can't speak about now, all right? Let me say so early, up front. When I was there, your wife, significant other, call her what you want to call her, if she see you whining on somebody carnival day, or at a fete, we'll wait until you finish, and then step quietly and tell you finished, you had enough?
Is she going to get some
wine? Let me put it on you now and see what you're going to do. And you better don't back off. Because if you can't do them now, you're going back where you were doing it just now.
Yeah.
And you might not do it here again for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So come here now. Boss man, that has happened regularly. And unfortunately, it's a Trinidad response to a challenge. Here, people as well, in some other places, let me not say here, in some other places, people just want to make noise. I know what the Beijing version is.
I can tell you. The Beijing version to that is this. Husband and wife, do not stand up in the same band. That's the Beijing version.
That's why there's avoid the cameras.
Listen,
let me tell you something.
Dennis,
yes, sir.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
We must say, though, and before I part, because I know you're probably coming up soon.
Yes, it does.
Before I part for this evening, I want... Right?
This program.
I tell you, mine's the executive producer. Can you believe me?
It has been a safe festival. I really ain't feel it, even though it come and gone. I really ain't feel it. I really ain't reached to that place that I normally reach, you know, in spirit and in mind.
You get the climax.
All in all, I was happy that yesterday climax, and we could write it down in the book, as a safe festival. And I think Barbadians and visitors alike should pat themselves on the back because we done this one right in terms of behavior pattern on the streets, in the fest. I ain't hear nothing major. And that is a plus for Barbados Carnival crop over yesterday, that same max. And last but certainly not least, right? I also would like to see that the bands, the costume bands, come down in short order on their streets. Because waiting for an hour and sometimes an hour and a half to see the next band, I think ain't good enough.
But what are you waiting for? An hour and a half to see the next band, you walk the street, you patronize the people there, you listen to music, you dance, you dance in the road.
Sluggy, what I am concerned about, right? Because I had young people jumping in the bands too, right? Family members. And they say by the time their band get to jump, they was exhausted, they was tired, their interest and entry level drop.
That's because they ain't accustomed to fat on the road.
You got to tell the Trinidad, man. And see what's called a real jump.
Dennis,
2 days.
Uh-huh.
2 days.
For the majority. For 99.9% of the people yesterday.
Well,
they're not accustomed system.
Agreed. And they, and we call him for 2 days? Man, listen, boy. Man, listen, like the man say, right?
We ain't ready
sometime,
yet.
Sometime.
We ain't ready yet.
It's not, it. Look, again, I will say, we have to decide, and when I say we, I mean the general public, those who comment,
mm-hmm.
have to decide what is crop over, what is Grand Cadument, what is the festival,
mm-hmm.
what it is we're doing. If we're having a street party, if we're having a masquerade jump up, if we're having a, you know, a mix up of the two, what it is we're doing.
Well, it's clearly a mix up of the two, isn't it?
Yeah, but when we talk about how long it taken to go along the route, that route ain't long.
But this is the thing. You're going to hear these cries,
mm-hmm.
but are these cries from the majority?
I don't know. Maybe the more vocal ones.
Well, they see, you could talk hard, but I mean, you're talking for everybody. True. And that's a problem, because we have some people that talk hard about here. They talk hard.
True.
So then you get to think that that's a consensus, and it's far from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, right. I'm not listening to people that talk hard. I can look on the road. And when, and I was at the bottom of University Hill,
mm-hmm.
and the people that were chipping along, you know, they're chipping strong. You know, the music playing and the partying and thing. Yeah, you have some people that are struggling, but that's expected. No matter where you go, you know, not everyone is going to finish your race strong. Not everyone's going to finish your race. But
no
the fact is,
even try.
You know, so I'm not going to listen to the cries of people that say, oh, it's too long. Too long what? In the grand scheme of things compared to other, nah.
Hottest babe, yeah. And I get burned time and time again. Yeah. So not a damn thing I have to lose.
Yeah.
Paid my dues. Never gifted a silver spoon.
Yeah.
Catch bus sometimes I walk to school.
Yeah.
Born in the pine, raised in the farm.
Yeah.
That's why none of them can do me harm. Cause I've been through the flood.
Yeah.
And I walk through the fire. Blood, sweat and tears. They come for me to retire. And I crawl through the mud.
Yeah.
I push through the mire. When they put me down, I just bounce back higher and higher and higher. Call me the Iron. I'm the Iron Lady. Yes, I'm the Iron. Nobody can face me. Call me the Iron. Yes, the Iron Lady. I am the Iron. Like I run the Navy. They try to pump. They try to pump me down. To be half as good was twice as hard.
Yeah.
The only way I could make a mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Sandra Donna, yes, it's true.
Yeah.
You've been there too. Take a look at we prime minister.
Yeah.
Remember how them tear down me up.
Yeah.
Stabbed in the back, cast away.
Yeah.
Well, look how far she come today. Cause she enjoyed the years.
Yeah.
When they call she a liar. Gave them her blood. And carry she to the wire. So she pushed back the bell.
Yeah.
And built an empire. When they thought she flop. She strike when the iron was hot.
Hot, hot, she the iron.
She's the Iron Lady. She's the Iron. Nobody can face she. Call she the Iron. Yes, the Iron Lady. She is the Iron. Like I run the machine. They try to pump, 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 pump. They try to pump, 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 pump. Now pump she down. They try to pump. Against many barricades we have pressed. Though abused, misused, and sometimes oppressed.
Yeah.
But the word of the Almighty tell me, a good woman is better than rubies. She lives her life virtuously, because she is cloaked in royalty. On the grind,
yeah.
All I wanna always on my mind.
Yeah.
You give so much to
make it through. Hey, I salute you. Ladies, we have a path to chart. Love yourself, that's where we start. This year in 2019, step forward and take your place as queen. Time to rise up, so we can inspire all our young girls to become so much better. No, we cannot give up, no, cause the moment requires women to stand up. Get up and let's do this together, together, together. Call we the iron. He's the iron, ladies. Yes, he's the iron. Nobody can face me. Call we the iron. Yes, the iron, ladies. We are the iron. Like I run the race. Pump, 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 pump. Can't pump we don't. They try to pump. Test of women, great and small, is when we back against the wall. Precious we are, and that's a fact. But we can also hit back. So to all who abuse me verbally, like Colin Spencer and Ronnie, for years they get on piss parade. But tonight I have the final say. My Iron Man don't need no Viagra. I test him and try, and everything working proper. Ronnie should be here. But oh, what a pity, he's even off air. Why? All because of Eric Jerome. Call me the iron. Yes, the iron lady. I am the iron. Them old boys can face me. Call me the iron. Yes, the iron lady. I am the iron. Like I run them lately. They try to pump. They try to pump, let me see it. Can't pump me down. They try to pump. Can't pump me down. They try to pump, 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 pump. Can't pump me down.
In association with COSCAP, West Indian Waterproofing, and Armstrong Agencies Limited. Fireworks of 2019. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. To
yes,
you
sir.
Panel.
Yes, sir.
There's your host boy, a camera card to live. Classic, but in way poetic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Oh What a Classic.
Mm-hmm.
They say, from the time that song came on air, I say, classic gone clear. It was going to kill the Calypsonians like a poison. And he was going to be one to take that 100,000. Despite what they said, despite they say he signed out a key. He didn't let that bother he. And continued the same with wit and humor. But in the side all the rumor. Oh, what a privilege to see this guy from Lake Chris Village. He didn't only selected the song, but the topic. Oh, what a classic.
All right, sir.
I have one written to welcome back Ronnie too, but
you'll wait until he comes back.
Yeah, we'll wait until he comes back.
Good, right. I am sure you look forward to that too. And thank you as always for your prose. Now, someone else who certainly cleaned up this crop over. I was hoping to have a chat with him, and he may still get around to chat with me at some point when he recovers from his cadooing. And that is the guy who's gone from being most wanted to being a sometimes man. But he seemed to have profited from it. And here's one of the things that made me smile just a bit. And it's this. He says he has somebody in his life, a significant other. Somebody wants him to be his sometimes. But when he won the $15,000, the only person he shouted is his mother. So I hope the missus and the Kipmas and the Sometime and the Side Piece don't come looking for a piece of the action. Because, you know, they can have a deal with mommy. Because that's who he shout in the commercial. You know, my, I win, I win. He ain't called the missus. He ain't called the Sometime. He ain't called the Aftertime. He called the mommy. Just saying. Yeah. Fireworks 2019 in association with West Indian Waterproofing, COSCAP, and Armstrong Agencies Limited. The look back, the, I don't like the word postmortem. But anyway, Sluggy, we've been listening to, and thanks, Simone. Simone sent me the ranking system again, so I could,
yes.
You spent part of the finals night in our broadcast booth. And then I saw you as the errant father in a presentation on the screen.
Were you doing some acting?
That's what it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was live taken from your home, that they're looking for you and you were out at the at the national competition when you should be home looking after the youngster.
Nah, my kids are 10.
Good. Well, I thought it was interesting. And I also saw that you transmogrified into a background singer, too.
Yeah, that was.
So you had a piece of everything on the night.
Both my professions, nothing major. Both my professions.
Okay, question for you then. What was the feeling on stage? You know, one of the calls was talking about the position of the stage and the position of the chairs. What was the feeling on stage for you? Not being the main person, of course, but from a backup perspective.
Was the feeling? It's always electric, you know. I've been doing it for quite a while.
So you really don't see crowd or anything like that? Because I noticed, too, the younger members of the cast, both Sammy G, I think, and originally Sparky T, now Terry,
yeah.
Said that the size of the crowd kind of jolted them a little bit.
It can be a custom. And plus, it was only doing backups.
No, but I want to, the question I really want you to tell me is if from the backup position, if you can actually see crowd.
Yeah.
Or if you just see lights.
No, you can see the crowd.
Okay.
They're right.
Okay.
But it can be a bit intimidating if you're not accustomed. Yeah, but accustomed by now.
So do you help the singers when you're accustomed by now?
Yeah, if they come to me, for sure.
Were you happy with the performance of your...
Mr. Dale.
Oh,
of course. Mr. Dale was spectacular. He was awesome.
Okay. And you were comfortable being a part of the presentation?
Yeah, it's not a problem. In my job. So
I noticed he didn't come back either, so the food backstage must have been good.
What, the half food?
I don't know. I wasn't backstage.
Oh, you have me here again, but I ain't getting the food.
Well, I wasn't backstage.
Probably have refreshments though, but I don't
refresh yourself.
I don't eat before I sing or have to speak on radio. And
boy,
Mr. Dear performed at like number 16 also. Yeah,
that's correct.
Right, so I'm where they had it all was hell. So like to come back at there for just one person, when they called me stage, the next person was going on stage.
Yeah.
Right? So to come back at there for one person and they had it all at the first the show was like towards the front of the oval, going back towards Eagle Hall. But they had you all at the back in one of the rooms atop the stands away. So you all couldn't see or hear. You had to like listen to earphones or hear the echo and watch on a TV screen if you really want to see good. That was hell. So I just came back at there for the one person. I was, I really thought they all could have been like, on the attempt where the song man was or where like behind, if you want to be behind the judges, it could be where the song man was. The tent could have been big enough.
But that's the same, we could look into for next year. We're not the media, we're this section of the media, because I didn't see anyone for Edinburgh Media Houses where we were.
No, we were alone.
We were alone. All in the wilderness, I mean, away from the action. No, it's serious. It was just like if he was at home, I didn't see the sense of it. It was just like if he was at home watching it on TV, I didn't understand.
The people who were at home listening to the broadcast were quite happy we were there.
We need. Don't get me wrong. We need to do it for the We need to do it
for the people who are at home.
For the people.
You want to?
But I'm telling the people that. So this will paint a picture of how awesome of a job you did, because you were in a room behind a door, behind glass. Mm-hmm. With earphones and watching it on the screen. Mm-hmm. But had to convey the message like you were really in the action. That was incredible. For me, I found it incredibly difficult. Not impossible, difficult. Mm-hmm. But you did it easy. Obviously, you probably would have been accustomed, sadly, to being in that position. I don't think it's something you should get accustomed to, but obviously you were very, very, very accustomed to it. Or you made me feel comfortable while you're doing it.
Well,
but
being real. That's my job, to make you comfortable.
It was so. But when I was at home thinking about this thing, like, that's really hard to do, though. Like, you have to speak on air, because on air you gotta make the audience that listening feel
the vibe. Yes. You have to feel the vibe.
And it's almost impossible for you to feel the vibe, because even the song we were getting was like a bounce off. It wasn't the true song, because down there. Because when I took off my earphones, mm-hmm. you saw me open the door, mm-hmm. right? When it opened the door, I was
trying. Randy did it too, to hear what the.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did too, because he wanted to hear what the difference between the on-air feed and what the people in the public space.
Right, so that way, were hearing. Yeah, that way did it, and the sound wasn't ideal. So, really great job, Dennis. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, boy, it was hard, but I enjoyed the show. The little that I got to feel, but I enjoyed watching and listening to it. From beginning, it was good. And this one song, Ain't Pick of the Crop, I think this is Here to Stay. It was electric, Dennis. I mean, everyone that come on tried to bring it, you know, like a 100-meter sprint, but it was more like a 50-meter dash. It felt... I could feel the energy, and I got commend again, Classic, for conveying that energy and keeping his poise. Classic was really, really, really strong. His voice was peaking to me like near the end, and he kept it together very well and punched home. That was really good.
I think one of Classic's challenges over the years has been staying in key because of his lisp. He's not the only Calypsonian with a lisp. The master of several crowns from the East. When he started, if you listen to the early days of Bag, the Sugar Made Us Free days, and Mr. Harding, you would hear a lisp that you don't hear as pronounced now, because he's learned over the years to how to handle it.
But it wasn't as strong as Classic.
It wasn't. Yeah, right, that's correct. But what I'm saying is, look at the level of.
You're correct. You can't hear it.
Correct. Look at the movement over the years.
Yeah.
And it may have come from different things. Also, if you listen to John King, prior to going overseas or going on the boat when he went. On the ship for a while and back. Mm-hmm. The theatrics, the presentation changed. What I noticed this year is this. A number of Calypsonians sounded breathless to me by the time they got to the end of 6 minutes.
Sure.
If you listen carefully to the end of their songs, because don't forget, a lot of these songs were recorded, and I keep saying this, a lot of these songs were recorded at 4 minutes for radio. If you do away with the presentation, the songs are now 6 minutes long. Mm-hmm. The vocals are 6 minutes long. So you've added 2 extra minutes to moving up and down the stage and dancing up and down and projecting. It's like me when I start talking here in the morning for Brass Tacks, let's say at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And you listen to me trying to read the news at 5:30 in the afternoon. after talking in an air-conditioned studio all day long, there's a rasp in my throat that's not there at 6 o'clock in the morning. These guys are punching and punching hard for 6 minutes. After singing in tents, singing at fets, singing at shows, some of them, doing party songs sometimes, and then coming into competition, sometimes with a little sleep, late in the night, the dew heavy on the ground, and the various other things that can happen. Now, there are some people whose vocals just don't seem to be affected by that.
True.
But there are some, especially the males more so than the females, that start rasp. And if you can't handle that rasp, if you have challenges with enunciation, end of vocals, that kind of thing, you could be in some trouble. What I liked from what I heard, though, and let me say this, I like the emergence of the young ones. Apart from Sammy, who repeated a verse, and I felt sorry for doing so, I thought the youngsters held themselves well. Terry, I think her production was well done. And J Slo was, to me, a terrific performance. Arrangements were good. The theatrics, the entire presentation, the person painting an entire elephant in the background while he sang, all the smoky effects and stuff. Really, really, really well done. So I thought from that standpoint, I enjoyed the competition. I don't go into these competitions with horses in the race. I simply listen to the presentations on the night. I thought the arrangement of AC's Christmas in Cropover, hats off to Roger Gittins, a masterful piece of work to be able to fuse all these different Christmas songs into a calypso and keep it Kaiso, to me, was a great piece of work. As I said to Randy tonight, I actually heard a piece of Amber Kyla. I don't think some people even know what Amber Kyla is, but anyhow. But I heard a piece of it in there. And the various other Christmas carols that were easily recognized. I think the line of the night, there were two lines that stood out for me. One was in competition and one was not. One was the comment made by my good friend, Mr. Colin Spencer. Colin made a comment at the end of the of his conversation with me that was just classic. No pun intended on the word. Where he dropped a line about what he wanted to hear with, sorry about that, wanted to hear from Calypsonians next year. Let me see if I could pick up what Colin said here. I was just trying to find it here for a minute.
If you want to call it 2-on-2. I remember for the Day of National Significance some years ago, we actually had Gabby in studio and what's his name? His name slips me from me. Now my memory goes when I need it the most. But did Riots in the Land.
I would like it to go when you are thinking about me.
No, Colin, you inspire my lyrics. I can't let it go with you. But they were doing things like Riots in the Land in Emerton. And here you had voices blending, doing this type of song. And I mean, there is a song that you've done, and somebody said to me, I don't know why you like that song. I said to them, not a gallon of water. All the people in Barbados who are suffering with water issues. Tell me you don't relate to that song. The problem is you were before your time with that song. But,
yes,
you know,
thank you very much.
I am just saying.
That's my favorite song for Smokey Burke.
That's your favorite song for Smokey Burke.
I want to close by thanking you for having me. But I want to say there's something to my mind that has gone overboard in Barbados because I consider myself an authority on the Barbadian mentality. But I am sick and tired of our use of these key changes in the songs. Every song, it has gone to the extreme now. It has gone to the extreme. And I don't know if musically a proper judging panel will award you for it. And yeah. then some of the people are struggling to sing the notes that they've gone into.
Yeah, no, yeah, because the key change doesn't match their vocal range. Yeah. Understood.
I agree. I'm concerned.
Thank you very much, Mr. Spencer, sir. You did not contribute on stage, but you certainly did well with the mic. See, you mustn't give a Calypsonian a mic or pick up the graphite
on light. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
The judges.
I just wanted to leave this with you.
Uh-huh.
I was just speaking to Eric Lewis and and Ronnie Clark. I was telling them something I'm thinking about. Right. It's really early to be sharing this item with, but I told them to forget about Fontevelle and Lakes Folly. Forget about the Griner Highway and Westbury.
Mm-hmm.
Calypsonians have to understand that Water Street is the quickest route to Kensington. Have a wonderful morning.
Yeah, Mr. Spencer dropped that line, those lines, to the, what's that look on your face mean? That's Kaiso. That's Plan Kong.
Okay.
That's Kaiso. The other line that to me was a classic line was at the end of Adrian Clark's song where he said, there's a lady who said she liked reading for pleasure and she saw somebody's library and it had no Eric, no Jerome, no help me. And, I mean, I was flat because if you came before Adrian dropped that line on you, I mean, you know, deadly.
Adrian was there and Ronnie wasn't there to defend himself. So
which is why I said it was one of them kind of lines, but I just tell you.
Every dog has its day.
All right. And one day it might be a dog day, right? This is Fireworks 2019. So I got another question for you, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
And this time I'm moving from finals night into On the Road. The emerging of a sweet soca song as the tune of the crop, as opposed to the usual driving beats that, you know, people change their regular crop over music for road mixes that put a little more drive, a little more pace. Didn't work this time.
You
seen a shift?
You see me in turn.
Is there a shift or is just a one-off thing?
Good music is good music. Remember the year that had Sac Passe by Edwin.
But I thought that triumphs for another reason, but okay.
But it won. So it's not first, and then you look at majority of these songs from yesteryear, the majority of them, the pace is something that not too long get popular.
No, but okay, all right.
So we have these times, a good song will always
DJ?
Make.
DJ is that? DJs like the song?
And Road March, Dennis Road March is not a through
it's
thing.
It's not a road march. I don't like us copying people's names and then saying it's we thing. We call it the tune of the crop. We ain't call it a road march.
We just call it Road March, Dennis.
Y'all. That's not what National Cultural Foundation does call it. I have papers to prove it.
That you
tune of the crop winners 2019. Look, official NCF release.
What's your argument? What's the argument? I
don't that argument. Is called the tune of the crop.
I've never. All right, let me tell you my truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never ever said tune of the crop in my life.
Okay. All right.
You're like they you know the tune of the crop, but we all call it Road March. Right.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
I just
put in my disclaimer.
Tune of the crop is the proper name.
That's what they judge.
Yes, but naturally, we say, who wear Road March? And a good song would always win.
Tune of the crop.
Yeah, and tune of the crop is it'd be hard to get the true representation because the judging points are known.
So who determines then?
I didn't know, but the judging points are known.
I can't tell who determines, because same way when I ask you questions, so you don't give me names, I can't go and tell you, well, John, Ryan.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean, is it the DJ that determines where you play that song, or is it the band leader that says when you get at that point, play that song?
I don't know, because if I say it, I'll be lying. Okay. What I can tell you that is factual, that the judging points are known.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something you know, this is something we all know. If the judging points were not known and you didn't know where the judges were, they were anonymous, then you will get a true representation of which songs really play. But if you know where the judges are, they always leave room for anything to happen. I'm just extremely glad and thankful that the young man, Lead Pipe won it, because he's a really good performer. He's a really good songwriter. They have lots of great music. So I'm glad to get a time to shine. He won before. This is not his first time in the March. And this is his first time as a solo act. But he won it before Lead Pipe and Silence of a Feeling. And mm-hmm. I'm glad that an artist in the group can come out besides the group and win.
Fireworks, good afternoon.
Dennis?
Uh-huh.
Dennis?
Yes?
This is George speaking.
George, get a good phone and call me back, because you're screaming at me and I don't know why. I can hear you clearly. Let me call Flo and ask them if they could fix you up. 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. So you would like to have hidden judges for the Tune of the Crop, as you call it, Road March competition. How about the other judges? Those judging topical and...
they could be known, then there's no problem with that.
So why should they be known? And what's this mystique we have about judging Calypso in particular? Why do we spend so much time arguing about whether we should give the scores for everybody so we could see who come last? Why we argue about who get unfair because they ain't like, you know, they here or they ain't like this? We always seem to be, I don't know, having these
but
animated discussions, let me put it that way,
right,
about the Calypso competition. And apart from the band leaders occasionally saying, you know, we don't like the prize money or people are supporting us, we don't hear that much contention.
So for those, the band leaders and judges and so on, those people have to defend what they say. Because okay. I won't defend anyone, because I defend people too much, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will defend is what you say. I'm talking about only for the, what you call it, the tune of the crop, nothing else. Because if I know where the judges are, and you know where they are, Randy know where they are, be cool, we could say, or play a Randy tune when you get with the judges.
But who would say that, the DJ or the person who owns the band? That's what I was asking you. Tell me, you don't want to call the name.
They said me, you, and Randy.
Oh, me and you, Randy. Okay, all right, cool.
If Trevi had a band, or Trevi DJing, or Trevi got whatever.
Okay.
So knowing where the judges are, Dennis, you could play whatever song you want with the judges. Not true?
Because, I'll tell you the reason why I say because, right? Why I'm starting a sentence with because. It goes back to my belief that if I'm in a business, and my business is bringing out a mass band, whether it is a Beads and Feathers mass band, or whether it's a Pretty Costume mass band, or whether it's a 4-Day Morning mass band, mm-hmm. my business is bringing out a mass band.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell my masqueraders, my party people, whatever I want to call them, that they're paying for an experience, I'm charging them for a t-shirt, some beads, some feathers,
mm-hmm.
a shoe, or whatever, and I've given them water, free drinks, whatever, then I control the band.
Mm-hmm.
I give the DJs a playlist and I say, this is my playlist. This is what we're playing. This is what we jam into. When I leave in point X, I want high energy because I want to get my people moving.
Yes.
After the first, depending on the age of my people, if I bring in a geriatric band, if I bring in a band for, you know, BARP, They may have energy for the first 300 yards. They want a little cooling for 300 yards. The energy for another 300 yards. You know what I mean? They're pacing themselves because they know how they've been jumping for the last 25 years.
Yes.
If I bring in a band of youngsters who never jump from Warren's, they never even walk from Warren's to Spring Garden. Walk. So they have no idea how long it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And plus you're going through Black Rock and things, so they really ain't know. But they got energy. So they come down, you know, they come down rocking. Then they get across by the stadium and realize, wait, I breathe in kind of hard. So I have to make my DJs understand when to drop in the sweet soca so they could chip a little bit and catch their breath and then pick back up again. In other words, I plan my music. A DJ can't decide to change the music when he feel like. Because it's my band, I playing him. But that's just me because I'm that kind of person. That's why I'm asking you, you know, how we just run this thing since, you know, you may be on the other side of it. Anything wrong with what I say, though?
No, but obviously everything it won't say.
Anything it won't say.
No, you said obviously what? Everything it won't say, but...
Why? That's what's bugged me, you know. Why we won't say it and then we just grumble on
why
the side.
Why we? This is me. Why we? I'm talking about
it's
me.
It's a national thing, buddy. It's a national thing. Ask the people who's called Brass Tax and said somebody tell me to call for them because people know my voice.
But I ain't defending them. And then people say, only defending Sluggy, and normally is that Sluggy. Oh my God, don't say that. But this is the one thing I really want to say because I know when you are being just wicked. I don't think I have to explain knowing where the judges
are. So I'm being wicked now, right?
I don't, for lack of a better term.
I know.
Right. But I don't think I have to explain to Dennis Johnson, who's so smart, that if you know where the judges are, how easy it is. Like, it's not a governing thing. The NCF or no one can't dictate what
I know that. And I don't want to say that. I am not saying that. No,
I'm just saying how I know that. You know what's going on. That there's no one that can dictate what is played by the judges. The NCF can't dictate it. We choose what I'm on the track. I'm band leader. Dennis, I want my band dance to Mother Sally by Ronnie Clark.
Right.
So when you get there, play Mother Sally by Ronnie Clark. Bam. Then nothing you can do if I'm the DJ and the band leader. Or if the band leader don't tell me anything and they just play what they want. There's nothing you can do there either. Either way, there's nothing we can do. So tuning the crop, as you call it, don't really bother me. I'm just extremely happy that the little man win. Like, real glad, because the tune, as it was telling you all the time, is the biggest tune for crop over.
Yeah, you said so over and over.
Like, but on the road now, like, I hear a lot of songs that I want to play us, but play enough. Like, Mole have a song, Breathe, Take the Loving, I Breathe, that I played a lot. Champions of Color by Waltz played a lot. Savannah Grass by Kes played a lot.
Savannah Grass is
Kes.
I know who do it.
Yeah.
I know, and that's why I said
it played a lot.
But that's why I said, but how many times you hear me sit down here for the time that they throw me in on the deep end to fill in? That I sit down and listen to Fets and all I hear in is hello.
Yeah.
And the whole place could burn down.
Yeah.
And Savannah Grass.
Yeah.
And then Edwin pumped me up.
You're correct.
That's why I heard in the Fets.
Me too. So you can't disagree.
Okay, cool. All right. In association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and COSCAP, Fireworks 2019. Got to put the wrap on things and bring the Today Show to a close. You know why you would hear so much hello, and Savannah Grass, and the whole place could burn down? I said it when Kashi was in here. Because we have Trinidadian bands in Barbados. Trinidadian owned and produced bands in Barbados. And they will dictate what is played in their band.
Oh. Okay.
Because that is what they chip and jump to.
Nice.
And you can mix it in a little bit with those that cross over. But it's their band and they do it their way. And you're all asking me to call names and then you tell me what you hear. See how it ties in with what I was saying when you wanted the proof?
No, but
the proof is in who paying the cash. Because if I pay in a DJ to play in my band, that I have people who are in my Fets, in my productions, in, here, there, and everywhere, and you get my cash, buddy, you can play what I tell you to play.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you to play, too.
Yes.
And if you tell me, well, boss, that can't judge in we fat like lawn I'm dung, and I tell you, well, when you get by the judging point, you can play something else. But once you cross the judging point, go back to what my people jam into, please.
Hmm.
Mm. You want to challenge me on that one? Or you think that sounds feasible? Ponder these things, my friend. Ponder. Ponder.
I know I heard Savannah Grass a lot. You're saying, well, it's because
of who controls the band.
So in that, though, I don't know, but I don't doubt you. I believe you. I'm not saying I don't believe you, just that I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know who trainees own bands in Barbados. But I don't doubt that is something real, because hey, this is Barbados. So don't do it at all.
Look, and before people start jumping up and down and saying he ain't from Bulgaria and he cried up, let me tell you, that's not what it is. I appreciate what's happening with festivals across the Caribbean. I have seen a masquerade band in Japan, of all places, jumping behind a music truck.
Mm-hmm.
The flag person, a Japanese, had a big flag waving that was half Trinidad and Tobago, half Barbados. Go on YouTube it there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which state or nation that is, but that was a flag that a Japanese flag person was masquerading with behind a music truck. It's interesting to see Japanese walk up, though.
Very.
I was amused.
It get a bit wild.
That's what you call it? Anyway, we should be going to Friday, and we thank you for joining us and sharing your comments with us. We look forward to more, and we're going to play some music and we're going to talk, and hopefully we'll get some of the folk who actually participated at various levels in the festival, to the winners in particular. Still waiting on Lead Pipe to come and tell me how he could give his mother, thank his mother and not the sometime woman or the real time woman.
He does a song, Dennis, it's art. It's not anything.
That's not what people are saying. People are saying this worthless song win. Right. Are you telling me that they had Mole and Lil Rick? I don't give a. What is the song called? What's the one that comes second?
Ram Goat comes second.
Jam I don't give a third. Ram Goat.
Down Low comes to Camp Third.
I don't give a Ram
but
Goat.
But all have the art. Veggie Snipe. When you see Veggie Snipe and Blaze chopping up people, he's not really chopping up people, then it's his art.
I don't look at television.